Welcome to episode 2 of SDE Podcasting. Right now, I want to talk the Eagles-Giants game coming up, which I almost thought was on a Thursday, but it's actually a Sunday game. I'm not sure if it's a home game or a road game, but I'm pretty sure it should be a win for the Eagles. The Giants looked bad on Sunday when they played the Lions. Eli didn't have any protection at all. He was under constant pressure, and they couldn't help that man to save their lives. Too many sacks, too many rush plays. He needs a lot of help, man. And that line, I don't think that line would stand a chance against our line. To be honest, I think a lot of people on our D line could have a career day against Eli Manning. And I don't see him being able to throw the ball all over the place either. Too much pressure. And who is their running back? Vereen? I don't see him being able to do too much getting past our front seven. It's just looking like a bad day for the Giants, man. Once again, our offense is rolling. We got Aguilar in the slot. I don't know who the Giants corners are, but they gave up a lot of points against Detroit, and I don't think it was running the ball. Excuse me. I don't think it was running the ball either. So for them to come out of this game with a win, whether it's home or on the road, would be shocking to me. I just want to see a good game. I believe it will be a good game. I don't think they'll be able to stop Carson Wentz running around, man. He's not going to take a bunch of sacks. He's just going to be, you know, doing what he do. I can see it already, him scrambling out the pocket, hitting Aguilar down the field for big plays. And this could be the game that Alshon Jeffrey finally comes out, man, and starts to shine and make his mark on our offense. We can see a lot of big things happen against the Giants, man. They looking like a team to beat up on right now. So we got Aguilar in the slot. I'm almost certain, you know, I'm positive that he's going to get a touchdown in this game, being in the slot and being as though they gave up 4 touchdowns to Matthew Stafford. Ooh, so we got Alshon, and I'm even seeing Torrey Smith, man. Like I said, he had one deep bomb that he missed. If he would have hit him, that would have been 7 more points on the board. And that was against a much better team in Kansas City, in the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm expecting, man. So I'm expecting some real big things, man. Like Zach Ertz. I don't see who do they have that can stop Zach Ertz from catching passes over the middle all day, or on the sideline in the flats. Who do they have that can slow down Darren Sproles from catching screen passes? And then, of course, once we ice the game, you know, once we ice the game and put it away, it's just fucking hand the ball off to Blunt, let him milk the clock for the last 9 minutes of the fourth quarter or whatever. It's looking like an easy win, man. So, yeah, again, our D-line is too much for their O-line. That's facts. Our linebacking core, if they blitz Michael Kendricks, forget about it. Just forget about it, man. Eli won't be able to get any protection. He won't be able to get anything done. It's going to be a long day for Eli. And I don't know what else they're going to be able to do. I mean, if they can't throw the ball, they're going to have to run the ball. And I don't, you know, we can get out to a big lead quick with Zach Ertz and Nelly over the middle, man. So it's going to be a tough game for them. I'm predicting 30-20 Eagles on Sunday. Thank you. I'm out.